Tonight I'd like to take a look at 1 Timothy, please. 1 Timothy and chapter 2. We'd like to also extend a warm welcome to each that are along to the meeting tonight. We're glad to see you and we trust that the Lord would bless you for coming. Now I want you to notice as we read through these verses, two three-letter words. The first is the word all. And I want you to notice as well the word one. And so we'll notice that as we read down these verses. So 1 Timothy chapter 2 and beginning at verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And we trust that the Lord will bless to us this reading from his precious word. I think we all understand those two simple words, all. It encompasses everyone. And the little word, one, just one, singular. And so based on those two words, I'd like to take a look at what we have in these verses before us, as well as other passages in the Word of God. Paul, in writing to Timothy in this opening verse, instructs the believers of the need to pray for all men. You see, God has an interest in all men. And when we say all men, we're not saying just men. That takes in men and women and boys and girls. And so here in the meeting tonight, every single individual that is gathered here this evening is taken in this little word, all. God has an interest in your soul tonight. And he would have us to pray. First of all, he would have us to pray for all men. And then I want us to think of how God is presented to us here in these verses. He's presented as God our Savior. There's a number of ways that he's presented here in this epistle, that here we have him as God our Savior, who will have all men, women, boys and girls, to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And then we read together concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the one mediator, who gave himself a ransom. And the idea is a substitutionary ransom on behalf of all. And you know, that's one of the wonderful things about preaching the gospel is as I look out at an audience like this tonight, I know that salvation was made available for each and every one of you. There's none excluded from the love of God. There's none excluded from the desire of God, who will have all men to be saved. There's none excluded from the work that Christ accomplished on behalf of all. It's available to whosoever. We think of that wonderful verse that I think seems to come in at almost every gospel message. quoted at least, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so I want to think as well this evening of this word saved that we've read about, who will have all persons to be saved. You know, it's a very specific word. There's nothing confusing about the word. It simply has the idea of being rescued from a danger. And of course, when it comes to the word saved, as we use it in the gospel, it tells us something of the need of the whole of humanity. You see, God's desire for all to be saved would infer that all need to be saved. And so what is this salvation from? The Bible is very clear. Again, we'll use that little word all. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And so, friend, in the meeting tonight, there's a need that is universal. And it's the need of salvation. And so, friend, in the meeting tonight, if you have never had a time in your life's experience when your sins were forgiven, where you came to know Christ personally as your Savior, you're in need of a Savior tonight. You're in need of salvation. But the wonderful news is there's a God in heaven, and his desire is that you might be saved, who will have all men to be saved. Not only would it tell us of a danger to which we're exposed, and because of our sin, that danger is hell and the lake of fire forever and forever and forever. But there's a certainty involved in that word. I can look back in my life's experience where, as a young boy, back in England, I came to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And from that moment, I've known that I'm saved. Never do I need to fear the wrath of God. Never do I need to fear what lies beyond death. There's a certainty attached to that word. And so God has an interest and a desire for all. And he would have those of us that are saved to pray for all. And he's a saving God who would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And so this is God's desire, and this is God's design in the gospel. But you know, it's wonderful to be able to tell you tonight as well about a Savior that went to Calvary's cross and gave his life. Now, I think we probably understand, at least to some degree, the word ransom. Even if we just use it in just a normal usage, you could think of a situation where perhaps there's been a kidnapping, and there's a ransom that is required in order for the kidnappers to release their victim. And so there usually it would be a sum of money that needs to be paid for that person to be released. And of course, that is a criminal activity that we would in no wise condone. But it carries the idea of a payment that needs to be made. And we read here concerning the Lord Jesus that he gave himself a ransom for all. I want us to notice, first of all, that he gave himself. You know, if I was to give somebody $10, Well, that wouldn't be too significant, would it? That wouldn't be very significant. If I was to give somebody $1,000, or if I was to give somebody an hour of my time, but you know, the Lord Jesus gave absolutely everything that He could give. He gave Himself. And we read that He gave Himself a ransom. There was a payment that was made at Calvary. When He gave His life, He gave His very self a ransom for all. And friend, in the meeting tonight, the work of the cross and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary was on behalf of the whole world. Now that does not mean that the whole world is saved, but it does mean that the whole world could be saved if they were to come God's way and if they were to accept the message of the gospel and if they were to trust the Savior. He gave Himself a substitutionary ransom for all to be testified in due time. And so we want to make sure that it's absolutely clear to each one in the meeting tonight that you have a need. You have a desperate need. Something that you need to take very seriously. Something that you need to place an importance above everything else, the need of your soul salvation, because of your sin that was passed on to us by our first parents. We read that as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We want to make it very clear as well that God has provided a provision in the person of His Son. And Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And we want to make it clear tonight that the message that we're proclaiming is not a message that has been conjured up in the minds of men. This is not our message, but this is God's message in His Word. It's according to the Scriptures. And so we would seek to preach to you the Word of God tonight, that you need a Savior. You need salvation. And God desires that you might be saved. And Christ died for you upon the cross. He died on your behalf. He gave Himself a ransom for all. But not only do we have this little word all that we've looked at, but the little word one. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Now there are very differing opinions when it comes to God in our world today. People in their imaginations have come up with all sorts of ideas as far as God. There are those that would believe in many gods. And there are those that would believe in one God, and yet it's the God of their imagination. We've come to tell you tonight about the God of the Bible. He has revealed Himself to us in His Word. And so we don't need tonight to imagine God. But we need to open His Word and see what God is like. He's the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the triune God. He's the holy God. He's the God that John would tell us that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. But we can tell you tonight that not only is God light, But God is love. And there's a God in heaven that loves you. He's the one God. There's no other God but the God of the Bible. He's the one that created all things. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that is the God with whom we have to do. And this one God is a God that we will all meet one day. There's a verse in Hebrews that reminds us that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But you need not fear falling into the hands of the living God. He's a God that is knowable, that He wants you to trust in His Son tonight. He wants you to come to know Him, the God of the Bible. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. I think likely most of us have an idea of what a mediator does. A mediator comes between two parties where there's been some kind of a disagreement. Something has come in that has brought a separation. And someone needs to come in to bring the two parties together. And in most cases, they would find some kind of middle ground. But you know, when it comes to God and men, there is no problem on God's part. The problem is on man's part. We have gone away from God, the God that created us for His pleasure and for His glory. Sin has come in and disrupted the harmony between God and men. And it has taken us far away from God. And so this one mediator would bring God and man together. You know, I was just thinking how in most cases a mediator is going to be paid for his services. And really, it's of no consequence to him what the end result is, as long as he gets paid. But here was a mediator that was totally committed to the task before him of bringing God and man together. Here was a mediator that was not paid for his services. Here was a mediator that paid in full all that was required to bring God and man together. And so we have God on the one hand, who is holy, a God that is just and righteous, a God whose standard is perfection, and man on the other hand that is sinful. And how could man and God ever be brought together? There is one God and one mediator between God and man, or God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. He paid the ultimate price to bring God and men together in his own life's blood, in his death at Calvary's cross, in the work that he accomplished there. And friend, in the meeting tonight, we need you to understand this. There is no other mediator. There is no other way of salvation. There is no other path that you can take. The Lord Jesus Christ himself could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. We think of the words of Peter in Acts chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so, friend, in the meeting tonight, there is one God. He wants you to know Him. You know, He knows all about you. But do you know about this God, the God of the Bible? And there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. And so think about these two little words, all. All need to be saved. All must be saved. God's desire is that all might be saved. Christ died upon the cross to make salvation available to all. There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus, do you know him? Have you trusted Jesus and his saving power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Do you know your sins forgiven? Have you trusted him? Do you know for sure that you're bound for heaven? There's a Savior that died for you. There's a God that loves you. And he's longing tonight that you might respond to the message of the gospel, that you might trust Christ and be saved for time and for eternity. We trust that God would bless his word to you.